The state will take another look at its cleanup standard for sulfalane-contaminated water in North Pole. Last November, the Department of Environmental Conservation set a 14 parts per billion cleanup threshold for groundwater tainted by historic spills at the Flint Hills North Pole refinery. The company objected, saying the number was too low and requested an adjudicatory hearing. An order issued by DEC Commissioner Larry Hartig on Friday delays a decision on the hearing, but requires an analysis and explanation of how the standard was reached. DEC Spill Prevention and Response Division Director Kristen Ryan says the figure resulted from a collaboration with the Environmental Protection Agency.
There's a lot of science that went into that number. We just didn't do an adequate job, in the commissioner's opinion, of defending, of proving that we had done the right research and that our number was the right number to choose instead of the one Flint Hills proposed. So we just need to explain ourselves better.
Using the same study the EPA and state based its number on, Flint Hills hired an environmental contractor who came up with a cleanup threshold 25 times higher. The DEC's Ryan attributes the large spread between the two figures to different responses to a fundamental question.
Where do you start your process of determining toxicity? And EPA and SPAR, my division, picked an endpoint of no observable adverse effects in rats. And the Flint Hills numbers did not. They picked a number that wasn't at the no observable adverse effect point.
The observable adverse effects in rats include decreased white blood cell counts and liver impacts. But Ryan says it's a less than clear-cut process in determining how those results translate to the situation in North Pole. The sulfalane impact research is based on short-term exposure in rats, and Ryan says that requires applying uncertainty factors.
Say, well, we don't know what the impacts of sulfalane would be if there was chronic exposure. We don't know what the impacts of sulfalane would be on humans. We don't know if a child who ingests more water per body weight than an adult, we don't know if they would have a different reaction. So we added a safety factor for that.
Ryan's division is charged with analyzing and better explaining its number. She says that process will include going over the study information again, plus examining what Flint Hills has provided and whatever new research might be out there. She says establishing the sulfalane cleanup threshold is a top priority, but there's no deadline for it. Flint Hills will have the ability to appeal whatever number the state sets.